It's on 249 to 250, at least in this book. I don't know if I have the same page number. The Benedictive.
Are you looking at Goldman?
Yeah, I'm looking at Goldman. Yeah, there's just a very short amount, like not even a whole page on it, like half a page, less than half a page.
You said page 249?
249 in my book. I have a different edition, I think.
Yeah. It's on 249 in my book.
It's 1416.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I need to know. Yeah, this book is different. But this book is really old.
1416.
You see, it's right after the Vidilene. It's similar.
And it says its detailed formation is complicated and need not concern the beginning student. However, its parasmipeda forms, pratama, may be encountered occasionally. And then it lists a few forms.
Oh, you know what? I don't even have a 1416.
Oh.
Interesting.
Maybe he puts it in a different section.
Yeah. I'll look for it. What's the Sanskrit for Benedictive? Does it?
It's Ashirling.
Oh, yeah, Ashirling, that's right.
Like Ashirvad.
What's that? Ashirvad.
To a blessing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Bhuya Suhu, may they be. But I thought that would. Bhuya Suhu wouldn't.
Bhuya Suhu.
May it be. May those two be. May they be. So how can one distinguish it from. Not imperative.
Perfect?
No, no. Not the imperative, but the just potential or imperative. I mean, it sounds kind of like potential or imperative.
But this it's yes, it's you, isn't it? Yuhu for the
yeah. No. I was just thinking that
the other form that takes the suhu. Are you thinking of that one? Is the perfect has that third person plural? What else?
Yeah, no, I was actually thinking more when would one apply this versus a potential or imperative.
Oh, I see what you mean.
But I guess it's just...
Specifically, if you are speaking in prayer, saying a prayer or a blessing.
Or prayers. But like when we say, Sahina Bhavatu, Sahina Bhunaktu, that's all potential or imperative?
Imperative.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But we could then maybe use Benedictive there.
Yeah, and maybe there's just very specific circumstances under which you use it.
Gosh, it looks like he leaves it out in this book. This is almost an original edition.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, well. It's just super short.
Mm-hmm.
I could read it if you want.
Why don't you just read it? Okay. Yeah, could you read it to me?
Yeah, grouped by the grammarians with the vidhi-ling, but not formed from the present stem, is a somewhat rare conjugational mode known as the ashir-ling, or optative of blessing. It is used, as the name implies, mainly for uttering blessings or prayers. Its detailed formation is complicated and need not concern the beginning student. However, its parasmipada pratama forms may be encountered occasionally. Examples, buyat, may it be.
Yeah. This guy comes a lot, actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bhuyastam, may those two be, and Bhuyasuhu, may they be. So I guess we just need to recognize those three. Yeah.
The Pratama form is third person. Mm-hmm.
Pratama is third person, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just the opposite of what you think.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's it. Says.
Okay, well that's good. Now we know, that's all we needed to know really.
Yeah.
All the details are in there. Yeah, I guess he felt guilty.
Yeah. He didn't include it at least because it is part of the language.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Maybe like priests and specialized people like that to use it more.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they do all the...
Mm-hmm. I have some other books I can look into it. Okay. These are the sentences.
All right. What's your status, Kiki? Okay. And I did not make myself crazy, so I left lines because we don't have an answer key.
Yeah, no answer key.
No translation, so makes
I could do all of them except one. Why?
Number one?
No, I did all of them except one of them.
Which one did you not do?
Actually, maybe I have done them all.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, I got mostly through most of them, I think. Yeah, anyway, with some holes. Okay, so number four is the first one, right? So,
yeah. Brahmatattvam.
Brahmatattvam. Jignasamanaha. Kashchit Acharyam. Acharyam. I think it's Upetya.
Mm-hmm.
Upetya, and then Adhyapaya.
Mm-hmm.
Po. And I'm not sure if this is Brahma or Brahma.
Brahma.
Brahma iti uvacha.
Oh.
Is that, no? Okay.
No. I'm thinking it's a...
Because it could be masculine Brahma, or it could be neuter Brahma.
It's Brahma.
It's Brahma.
It must be.
Why do you say it must be?
Well, because he's not addressing Brahman.
Right. Okay.
That's why. So.
Because it's Brahma said, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, like it's, oh Brahman. He's addressing a Brahmana.
Oh, it's a Brahman. Okay. Let me just make a note of that.
The Brahmins are the teachers, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So it's long ah. Okay, then, so the
As long as the long ah is the vocative for Brahma.
I thought Brahma is a, oh, Brahma iti uvacha ah. I thought it's Brahma iti uvacha, that Brahma is the one who's speaking.
No, Brahma, no.
Because he got that bho.
This
he
is
got
what
that,
he said.
Iti
oh,
is,
like,
iti
oh,
is enclosing Brahma.
Oh, Brahmana, may you teach. You know, that's an imperative
mm-hmm.
causal. Ajapaya, imperative second person, oh, Brahman.
Mm.
That's what he said. He said, Ajapaya bho Brahma. Brahma.
I don't think... Brahmana is the vocative.
Brahma. Is it Brahma,
Brahma
or Brahma?
I don't think it's the vocative.
For the masculine?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's just the substantive. It's a Brahman. I think.
Oh, Brahman, you would say.
Yeah.
Oh, Brahman. Brahmana.
No, it's got to be Brahma. Brahma or Brahma.
Yeah, those are the only options.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Brahma, like Atma. Evam Brahman. Okay, so in the masculine, it's Brahman.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. So
and for...
The neuter is also Brahman if they're talking about Brahma.
What about, maybe it's just Brahma, just a minute.
Oh, yeah,
without an end.
Ending.
Yeah, let me see.
Does Brahma?
Yeah, maybe
yeah.
There's just a
let me see.
Like that.
We don't have the internet, so we might have to go.
Okay.
To this. The old the dictionary that we can't see. Let me
which I still use.
Let me just look it up. Boy, the internet's Brahman. You don't have any Brahma.
That's weird.
Yeah, it is. Okay, well, that's something we don't know, I guess.
That's a question.
I have no idea. Brahma iti vacha, bho brahma.
Yeah.
No, okay, so okay. We don't understand that.
We don't get that. We okay. Don't question. Okay, so the first part is Brahma tattvam, and that's a compound. Mm-hmm. You are Brahman, right? That's what it's saying?
Brahma tattvam?
Yeah.
The truth of Brahman.
The truth of Brahman, okay. Yeah. And then we have jignasa manaha, which is, that's a present active participle in Atmanepada form.
Desiderative.
And it's desiderative.
Yeah. What? What?
Yes, dear. Welcome to the world.
Wait, can you go slowly?
Okay. So it's a desiderative form of the verb nya. To know.
So the desiderative form.
Take a look in Goldman.
Jignyasamana.
If you look in Goldman. Yeah. If you look in Goldman. In his desiderative chapter, he gives some present great examples.
Yeah.
Okay, so desiderative of nya is actually jignasamana?
Mm-hmm. Desiring to know.
That's the Atmanepada form, the present active participle.
I see.
But with the denominative, we have these two forms, desiderative, we have two forms of nouns that are made from them. And this is a noun form. Right, isn't it? Is that wrong?
You have to take, like it'd be jignasa te, jignasa te, jignasa, jignasa mana. It's not a noun form. It's a present participle.
Right.
And the present participle, it takes the third person plural of the Atmanepada, drops the ending and puts mana on it.
Okay. All right.
Jignasa te. Jignasante, jignasamana.
Okay.
So jignasamana, so what is the, so it's the Atmanepada.
Or janati, nya.
See, what I was getting at is like if you look in Goldman,
it's on page 327.
Oh, is it something different? Like
if you look under 1823, he talks about the two nominal stems that are formed from, that are desiderative forms.
Oh.
Most frequently in kata
form. And it says under 2a, both forms are derived by substituting the proper ending u or a for the final of the sananta stem. And it gives the example of nya, to know. And it says the stem is jignasa.
No, that's right, but that's on.
And then don't you just add the ending for the PAP, which is mana for. That's.
For the present participle.
Okay, so I'm just. It just worked, but it's not the right way around of thinking about it. Okay.
No, but, let's look at a couple of things. First of all, nya is ninth gana, so it becomes janati. So here, how to form the present, what we need to look at, look at the next page, present participle. Atmanepada. Go to page 312 or 1826.
1826.
Let's see.
Oh, I have the intensive there at 1826.
Oh, this isn't right anyway.
Let me see.
It's not right. I'm not in the right place. That's not right.
Okay, so the present active participle, you take the third person plural form.
Yeah, but that's for the first, fourth, sixth, and tenth.
Okay.
And this is ninth.
This is the ninth, janati. So it would be, what is the...
The thing is, this example I was looking at, the way he translated is wishing to know. To me, that was like a present active participle.
Jignasa, but what are you going to do? Where's the mana there?
Well, that's the ending that you add when it's Atmanepada, right? That's...
No, let me tell you something. We have the noun, which is jignasa, the desire to know.
Right.
And we have the person, jignasu.
Right.
Okay, so those are two nouns.
Okay. Okay.
But the thing is that you can make a present participle out of a desiderative, just like you can make a present participle out of all these other things.
Right.
So this is jignasa mana.
Okay.
Oh, look at, maybe here's something. Look at 1822C. She's doing it for the Parasamayapada. I need to find it for the Atmanapada. Of any other type of form that uses mana, except for the Atmanapada present participle.
Yeah, that's what I think it is.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so how would you then, so...
How would you form it?
Yeah, so is it that it's jignasa is the form of the third person plural that we take to then form the PAP out of? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
We have to find something here on how to form the present participle.
Because he does give the, somewhere I remember it was given.
Jignasa mana means though the one who wants to know, right?
The one who's desiring to know, but it's verbal, present participle, desiring to know the truth of Brahman. Having approached the teacher, desiring to know the truth of Brahman. You know, that's what it says.
The form, the two, let's see, I think it's the jignasu is the person, the one.
Jignasu who wants to know. Also, when you say jignasa mana, isn't that also referring to the person?
It's verbal.
Yes, I get that.
Wanting to do this, he then does this. Doing, while wanting this, he does this.
Yes. As opposed to jignasu can just be eating. The jignasu is eating, and that's nothing to do with...
That's a noun.
Right.
Yeah. Well, let's, for right now, see, let me look back here. It's probably in here, present participle, in Bhandarkar, since he's using it.
So what you were saying is that you thought that it takes the stem and then adds a mana ending to it?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I think it does take the stem.
It only works because it just happens that is the same form as probably...
Oh, I agree with you. It takes the stem and adds mana.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, I thought you were saying the noun.
No.
No, the stem.
It takes the stem.
It takes the stem and adds mana.
Right,
I agree with that.
Which is the PAP ending.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood
you. See, for me, the thing in my mind, because we decline these, they seem like they're treated like nouns in a certain way. I understand that they're verbal, but so that's where probably I said it wrong.
Yeah, these are it's the verbal stem.
Okay.
And then to the verbal stem. Yeah, I thought you were talking about the noun that is the abstract, jignasa, which is the desire to know as an abstract.
Well,
jignasu. But if you take the stem, that's perfect. That has to be what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't a present active participle further declined?
Yeah, then like an ending noun.
Because it is. It's jignasa manaha.
Oh, yeah.
So it's nominative singular.
This is perfect.
See, look at the termination is appended to the root, and then the root is reduplicated according to the general rules. In the conjugational tenses, is added to is. So jignasa plus mana.
Mm-hmm. Where are you looking at?
A number one. In Bhandarkar desiderative.
Okay.
Carol, how about the fact that this doesn't, the present active participle in I thought you said that they only had 1, 4, 6, 10. And this is a ninth gana.
Yeah. No, these are conjugational tenses. All 10 are conjugational tenses, right? Even the ninth. 1 through 10 are conjugational tenses.
Oh, right. Yeah. So what were you saying about 1, 4, 6, 10?
This is just a present participle. Present participle.
But what were you saying about 1, 4, 6, 10 before? You were saying...
Oh, I was wrong. I meant all conjugational tenses. I said 1, 4, 6, 10. I meant 9 through 10. Yeah. Okay, is everybody clear on this? I'm clear on it right now. For the moment, it makes perfect sense to me.
Okay.
Are you?
So it's just basically number one is how we get to the stem form, and then we add the mana to it.
That's right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because it's a present tense, present participle, right?
Okay.
So
yeah,
that's
right.
A conjugational tense.
That's the present stem.
Yeah.
Okay, got
yeah.
it.
All right. I'm sorry, can you say that for me again? What did you say about the stem?
The present participle belongs to the tenth gunas, because present tense, to the ten gunas, because present tense,
yeah.
past, imperative, and
yeah.
Vidita.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so then the present participle belongs to the present stem. So what you do is you add the is for those conjugational tenses. You add a to the is, so you get jignya, jignyas, jignyasa.
And
then
we
add
the
a
to the is because of the desiderative.
Because it's part of the tenth, one of the ten gunas.
Okay.
Belongs to the conjugational tenses.
Okay.
Right? Because mana is a present participle. The present tense belongs to the conjugational tenses, which
yes.
are present. Okay. So then we get jignyas, jignyasa. Add the mana on jignasa mana for the atmanapada ending for the present participle.
So would we say that jignasa mana is a PAP of the desiderative form of nya?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what it is. So it's verbal.
Okay. It means desiring to know. It's a nominative singular. Then we have kashchit acharyam. Kashchit just means a certain or
a person.
Some, yeah.
Yeah.
And how is that declined? Is that accusative also? Is that
because kaha is nominative singular. It's
okay, right. So it's just a certain person. I get it. Okay, so. Okay, and then acharyam is accusative singular for teacher. And what is upetya? Is that a IPP, indeclinable past participle?
Yeah.
Upa plus what?
E.
That's what I thought.
Oh,
how come I couldn't?
To approach like upa gacchati.
Okay.
Lami.
I see.
So you would have to look it up as upe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's why I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
But I, somewhere in my mind I thought it was upa plus E. Okay.
Yeah.
Approaching.
Having approached.
Having approached. Okay. All right. And then we have this next one I wasn't totally certain about. We have adhyapaya. So what I think that is that adi and op?
No.
Okay.
It's actually adi plus, I think it's adi plus
e.
And
okay.
It takes that pa as the causal.
Causal
imperative.
That's right. Where it inserts the p.
Yeah.
Okay. I kept going back and forth on that. So it's adi plus e, which means to...
It means to study.
Study
like
study,
adi,
right?
But adhyapaya means to teach.
To teach. Okay, that's right. Adi plus
to
e.
To make one learn is to
teach. Okay.
Right?
Oh, that's
to cause one
causal.
To learn. Mm-hmm.
And then it's the second person imperative, right?
Yeah.
The causal.
Yeah.
Okay. May you. May you teach.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we have Bho, which is a vocative particle, O Brahma. And then Iti Uvacha.
Yeah.
Perfect third person singular said. So what it's saying is the person desiring to know the truth of Brahman. Oh, wait a minute. It says Brahma said the person.
No, Brahma didn't say, right?
Who said it?
The person. The person said.
Oh, the person. Okay, I get it. Okay. So, person desiring to know the truth of Brahman. Wait a minute.
Oh, Brahman.
Okay.
May you teach.
May you teach me?
Let's see. The Adhyapaya.
So, are we saying, oh, Brahman, may you teach?
That's how I took it.
Okay, and then said the person desiring to know the truth of Brahman, is that how you say it?
Yeah, a person desiring to know the truth of Brahman, having approached the teacher, said,
what?
Having approached the teacher, Acharya Mupaitya. Now, here's something. It could be that the bow made me think immediately vocative, but it could just be Brahman in the neuter, may you teach Brahman.
Oh.
You know, but...
Yeah, because the neuter, it could be neuter accusative.
And that's what he says. So a person desiring to know Brahman, approaching the teacher, says, may you teach Brahman.
I think that's what it says.
But what's the bow? With the bow, that's why I took it as...
May you teach Brahman?
Yeah. Well, because then...
We don't say may you teach Brahman, right?
Well, it's what he had already said. I desire the truth to know the truth of Brahman.
Oh.
May you, and that might be what he means. Because the other thing is, may you teach. There's no object for that. May you teach what? There's no me.
But so, that's, I think in this case that's okay. There's several nouns like that.
Oh, okay.
Where the using the causal makes it into a different word.
Okay.
But still, I still basically agree with what you're saying there. And what if you took this as just generic, like this? A person desiring to know Brahman approaches the teachers and says, may you teach me Brahman.
Yeah.
Where the me is understood.
Yes.
May you teach me Brahman.
Right. I would. It just feels like the Brahman works there because at least you have some object, something there.
So the bow is one.
That's, I'm looking up to see what the different meanings of bow are.
And kashchit is, we are just saying some person. It's not kashchit acharya.
It's not just, no, because that's acharya is an accusative.
It's nominative.
So, I mean, say if you're just making a statement.
Kashchit is nominative.
Say you're making a statement of fact.
Acharya is accusative.
And there is no bow here.
There's not?
Mm-mm. But I know that there is such a... There
yeah,
is
I know.
Bow.
I flipped it up in other dictionaries. Maybe this one.
No, it's not here.
They like to throw that word in for beginning lessons. When you're learning about the book.
It's a little awkward. But if you take it as a generic statement, you know, a person who desires to know Brahman approaches a teacher and asks, may you teach me Brahman? May you teach Brahman?
Antoine lists it as bos.
Oh.
And it has O with an exclamation point.
Okay. And what does it mean?
That's what it has, O. That's the only thing he gives, but he lists it, the substantive, as bos.
Okay. That's why I didn't
say
it.
That might be what it means.
Okay, well, that's kind of what it says. We're a little confused on this. But I think that's...
That works, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Could it be like a Adhyapaya pose or O teach me or something?
O teach me Brahman.
Yeah, O teach. Oh, may you teach me Brahman. I know. Sentences, it's really hard when you don't have the translation to it.
Yeah, it's a lot harder.
Really wing it. It's just this word.
Can we do the next one? Oh, you want to read it, Kiki?
Kiki?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gosh, this is only our first one. Okay. Brahmatattvam jignyasamanaha.
Kaschit.
Kaschit.
Acharyam upetya. Adhyapaya bho. Brahmetyuvacha.
Uvacha. Okay. Tasyam sabhayam eva Duryodhanam gada katena chikam suhu.
Suhu? Oh, yes.
Chikam suhu. Yeah, there's a ra there. Bhimasenaha yudhishthirena nivaritaha.
Nivaritaha.
Okay, so tasyam is locative singular. In the assembly, I think it is. And sabhayam is the assembly. In the assembly.
There's a yo in there?
Sabhayam.
Feminine.
Yeah.
Sabha. Sabhayam is feminine locative singular.
Eva, and then we have Duryodhanam, which is singular for Duryodhana, right? A person. And then we have a compound, which is gada and katena, which is by a blow, and it's in the instrumental singular. So I think it's saying by a blow with a club or a mace. And then jigansuhu is a desiderative noun in the nominative singular, meaning the one desiring to kill. And Bhimasena, that's a person also, right?
Yeah, okay. Bhimasena.
And then Yudhishthira is a person also, and that's instrumental singular.
It's all Mahabharata.
Right. I recognize the names from... Anyway, and then we have Nivarittaha, which is Ni and Vrit, is that right?
Ni and Vrit.
Oh, it's Vrit. That's why I couldn't find it.
It means forbidden.
Oh, okay. I'm like, what is that form? And it's vrit, that's why.
Yeah. And the jikansu, is the PPP.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, the jikansu you said was the third person plural? Is that the form?
Jikansu, it's nominative singular.
It's desiderative.
It's a desiderative
agent noun.
It's given to us. All the desiderative nouns end in su. And then you just decline them.
All the desiderative agent nouns.
Okay, all the desiderative agent nouns, yeah.
The abstract nouns end in a.
Yeah.
Like jigam suhu or jigam sa.
Desiderative is noun and not a verbal?
It's both.
It's both verbal.
It has these two nominal forms. Okay. And according to Goldman, those are the most common things that you see are either the long a ending, meaning wishing to whatever, the jignasa, or the su ending, which is jignasa, the agent,
which is the person. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So we're getting a lot of them.
So this one is jikansu, just like jignasu.
Right.
Exactly. So in the nominative singular. Okay, that makes sense.
We're getting more of those and also the PAPs than we are of anything else so far with the
desiderative.
Okay, so...
And then Nivaritaha is born from Ni and Vri, and it's...
It's a PPP in masculine nominative singular. It's Ni and Vri, Vri. And it means forbidden?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I think I was having trouble with these instruments.
Or was forbidden, you know? Start with Bhimasena as the subject.
Okay, so Bhimasena...
Was forbidden.
Oh, he was forbidden. Okay. Bhimasena was forbidden... In the assembly.
Or
Bhimasena alone was forbidden in the assembly.
Now take it first like this. This is your basic sentence. Mm-hmm. Bhimasena was forbidden by Yudhishthira.
And then
go all this, the rest of it, the front, all goes to Bhimasena.
Okay.
By Yudhishthira. Who desired to kill, right?
Okay. So Bhimasena was forbidden by Yudhishthira. Who desired
Oh, Bhimasena desired to kill by a blow with a club. He wanted to kill Duryodhana with a club, by hitting him with a club in the assembly.
Yeah.
Okay.
In that very assembly.
In that very, okay.
Yeah.
Bhimasena wished.
That's probably during when her clothes were getting.
Were taken to, yeah. So in that place itself, in that very assembly.
Okay.
He was forbidden by Yudhishthira. Bhimasena, who wanted to kill with his mace, the gada is his weapon.
Yeah.
By striking him with his mace.
Well, I think I'm Bhimasena, not Bhima.
That's what they often do. Bhima or Bhimasena.
Okay.
Is it clear? It's good,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yes.
Want to read it, Kiki?
Yeah. Tasyam sabhayameva.
Tasyam
sabhayameva.
Duryodhanam.
Duryodhanam.
Gadaghatena.
Gadaghatena.
Jighamsuhu.
Jighamsuhu.
Bhimasenaha.
Bhimasenaha.
Yudhishthirena
Nivaritaha.
Okay. Yakshamanena Ahutaha Partena Atta Dwisham Puram.
Muram. Dvisham
Muram. That's what I meant to say. Dvisham Muram.
Yeah.
Should I read the second
one? Oh, yeah, because they go together.
Abhi Chai. Is that Dhyam?
Chai Dhyam.
Oh, yeah. Abhi Chai Dhyam. Pratishtasuhu.
Pratishtasuhu.
Pratishtasuhu. Asit Karya Dvaya Akulaha.
Yeah, Akulaha.
Is it Akula?
I think so. Akula means. We should look it up. They don't tell us. They just tell us the meaning of the poem.
Oh, yeah. I didn't look it up.
Now let me look up Akula. Okay. I thought it was
probably it.
Is it a school?
No.
No. It's
look it up in the Ashram. Akula, confounded, confused,
oh.
Lana.
And it means distracted by having two things to do at one time.
Yeah. Confused. He was confused.
Multitasking.
Okay.
He was not a woman. All right, so it's Akula. Okay.
Yeah, it's Akula.
Okay, so Yakshamanena is a desiderative PAP in the Atmanepata form.
Okay, can you hold on one second?
Sure. So it's Yakshamanena.
So yaksha is the stem.
Yes.
And the root is what?
Is from
ya or ya?
It's yaj.
Yaj.
Yaj is the root.
Yeah. Yeah, desire, performing a sacrifice.
So yaj goes to
worship or to sacrifice.
It goes to the ja goes to ka. You get that change.
And so the stem is yaksha.
Yes.
And why is the E added?
Because that's the desiderative, it adds E.
But the Nya doesn't add E.
It says Nya, Jignya.
It went to Jignya.
It does
add E.
Yeah.
So it reduplicates and adds an E.
Yaj goes to Yag. And then because of the Sa, it goes to Ka. Mm-hmm. And then the Sa goes to Sha. Remember that sequence?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then so Yiyaksha, and then Yiyaksha Mana is a PFP ending, and then Manena becomes the instrumental
for. Yeah. So
thank you.
Desirous of performing a sacrifice. Now I have a question about Ahutaha, which now I found the PPP of Ahu, but it's a short U. Why do we have a long U there? Have I got the wrong thing?
No, you can look up with the Ahuta.
Okay, I just looked it up in the dictionary.
Yeah, Ahuta. It's
summoned, called, invoked, or invited.
So what's the root?
I think the root is no, no, it's a PPP. I think it's who, just a second.
Oh, okay.
Long call. Or way. It's way. Sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, it's way. Weak form who is a weak form of way. Way to call. So he called. Was called, right?
Okay. So it's PPP was called. Yeah, I knew. I just didn't have the time to figure it all out. Good. Okay. He was called. And then is Partena. Is that Partha? Is that Arjuna? Is that supposed to be
Partha? Is Arjuna. Arjuna.
And it's instrumental singular. And Atta, then or thus, therefore. Dwisham. And Muram, Dwisham Muram, an enemy, they're both accusative singular, and Mura is evidently an enemy of Krishna and Vishnu. So, yeah. I probably need to wait for the rest of it to do. Let me see.
Arjuna? Let's see.
No, we don't even have a nominative here, do we?
I don't think we do.
No.
Let me get Ahuta again. Okay.
Called
by Anna.
Right.
But we don't have a subject.
We don't, but we do in the next part.
Right? Yeah, we have to put both together. So let's try to put both together.
So Abhichaidyam is accusative singular, which means towards Chaidya, the city of Chaidya. And then Pratishtasuhu is a desiderative noun. Pratishtasu in the nominative singular. It's from Pra and Spa, and it means the one desiring to set out towards Chaidya. And then Asit is the past.
You know, this says Chaidya, masculine, the king of Chedi. Chaidya is the king of Chedi, who is Krishna's enemy. So then this would mean towards Chaidya, toward the king of Chedi. So you look on the list. Abhichaidyam. From Chaidya, masculine, the king of Chedi, who was Krishna's enemy.
Oh, okay.
So towards Chaidya. Otherwise you'd say towards Chedi, right? Chedi is the name of the city.
Oh, I get it. Okay. So it's
And not that I really
it's a
understand.
Person. Okay. Yeah.
I guess so. That's what, I mean, I don't really know, but that's what I'm
saying. All right, I just got mixed up by that. Yeah. Okay. The king of Chedi. Oh, yeah, okay. So he's going towards. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then Asit is the imperfect third person singular from us. He was. And then the last part is a compound, Karya Dwaya Akulaha. So
Akulaha.
The one who was, it's a behoover, he, right? The one who was distracted by having two things to do at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so basically, the one desiring to set out.
Where does it say desiring to? Pratishta is the one who's desiring to stay, to remain in one place. But
oh,
yeah,
I
the
thought,
one.
Okay, I thought pra with sta meant.
Yeah.
To set out.
Really.
But. I did find that somewhere, but it was because I thought Chaidya was a city. Where did I get that from?
I thought that... Here.
I might have got it from Antoine.
Hang on a minute.
It's probably wrong.
No, no. I
just stopped at that because
it's
pretty, it worked with pretty, my...
Own. Yeah, just a second. Pretty stuff.
Yeah, I got it from Antoine to set out.
Pratishta means to stand firmly. So Pratishta Su, wishing to start or wishing to stay or remain.
Whoa, how can it be just
wishing to stay. No,
that's
but
so
it
weird.
So it can be either wishing
yeah.
to start or wishing to stay and remain. That's for Pratishta Su. Now, the thing could be that That's the conflict.
Oh. Because he's trying to do two opposite things at the same time. Yeah, but that might work, huh?
Yeah, where does the rest of the things stay?
I don't know. I'm not really sure, because this whoever the subject of the sentence is the one who wishes to remain or set out, and he's also the one who is distracted by having two things to do at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And he...
You wanted to go toward, to approach the king,
Abhichayajan.
Who was the enemy?
The king who was... Oh, so the king is also the enemy? Muram?
We said Muram. Muram is also the name of a person. This is the one I didn't get very well.
This is very confusing. I couldn't... I don't know.
It'd be help if we knew the story.
Yeah.
But Muram is the name of an enemy of Vishnu or Krishna. Muram. And also, Dvishan is a present participle, but also means enemy. Dvishan.
Yeah, that's
what
I said.
Muram. So Muram, the enemy.
Yeah.
Okay.
But how is that related to Chaidya?
Oh, you know what? This person, let's take it, you're right, as setting out, okay?
Okay.
He was called by Partha, by Arjuna.
Oh.
Who was wanting to do a yajna, who wanted to perform a ritual.
Oh, okay.
He was conflicted because he was on his way to see Chaidyam.
Oh.
But now, if we took Chaidya as a city, as you do, it's just that the only reason I'm not taking it that way is because of what this guy said in the book, what Bhandarkar said.
Well, either
said.
Way, he could have been just going to see the king, right?
Oh, the king of Chaidya was Muran, who is an enemy. He's going to see Chaidya. Chaidya means king of Chidda.
Right.
Chidda, or whatever.
Right.
Okay. And the name of the king of Chidda, the town, is Muram.
Okay.
Muram. So he was setting out to see this enemy, Muram, right, who is the king of Chaidya. So he was going toward him, approaching, setting out to see him.
Moving okay.
And at the same time, he had been called by Arjuna, by Partha, who was desirous of performing, of doing a ritual. Worshipping.
Okay.
See that? Yayakshamanena, Partena?
Mm-hmm.
So Partha, Arjuna wanted to perform this worship ritual.
Who is it that who was going? It doesn't say, right?
It's not identified. So the one desiring to set out towards King Chaidra.
Toward the king of Chaidra.
Towards the king.
Muram. To Muram. The enemy. The enemy Muram, the king of Chaidya.
The enemy, okay.
The king of Chidda.
He was...
Chedi, the king of Chedi.
Okay. So we would say the one desiring to set out towards the king of Chedi, the enemy Mura, was distracted. Would we say...
Because that one was called...
Oh, it's because, that's right, because we have...
He was called
because,
by Partha.
Okay. So he was detracted, so I'm just trying to fit it together.
So these are the two things.
Right, I get that.
Oh, okay.
But how would you say it? Would you say he was distracted by having two things to do at one time because he was called by Arjuna? Would you do it like that?
But he was also confused because on one hand he wants to see Krishna's enemy, on the other
right.
hand he's being called by
so
Krishna's friend.
Would we say then, would we go like this? The one desiring to set out towards the king of Chedi, Mura the enemy, was the one who was distracted by having two things to do at one time because he was also called by Arjuna.
Who was
like
desirous
that.
Of doing...
Is that how you would make the translation?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah, I mean,
how
would
you do it?
Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. It's obvious in Sanskrit and hard to put the same thing in English. And also, if he would have given us another line, we might know who they're talking about.
Right.
You know.
I've never heard of this Muram.
Me neither.
There's is in breaking news that the alleged shooter's mother has killed herself in New Jersey. It says, alleged Newtown, Connecticut school shooter's parent, parent found dead in a home in New Jersey.
Oh, she's found dead. He might have killed her.
Maybe she killed herself because she couldn't allow to.
Yeah. Or he killed her.
I think he probably killed her. God.
God. Oh, man. Who would want to live when their child did that? Also, but I think he doesn't say, they probably don't know.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Oh, let's see. Who would say that? They ID'd the shooter.
Oh, yeah. What are they saying about him? 24? That's.
So then if you just think of
Jignyasu,
then you know it's
desiring. Sometimes you can look in the dictionary, like if you just think it's a noun and you have a su ending, they will list those as nouns in the dictionary.
Yeah. And so then if it's a su ending, then it's likely that there is a reduplication beforehand with an e, like Jignyasu.
Yeah.
Or
that's right.
And that's, so that is the desiderative form. And then the noun itself, the root itself will just be like for Jignyasu, it'll be Jnana. So it's E, reduplication, and Su. I never noticed before, like Jignyasu is the only word I know.
Yeah.
But then that pattern repeats with all the other
desiderates.
Jignyasu, Jignyasamana.
That's right.
Yuyutsu, Chionko, Chikyushu. Okay.
Yeah, so that's making a little
really
sense.
Yeah, it's good. For desiderative.
And so far, that's what we've been doing.
Then all the U ones are nouns, they're persons, and then the other form is the one that is,
it's the wishing to do whatever.
So that would be usually used in PAP form?
That's what we've been given, yeah. We've been using that so far in the lessons, it's been showing up as PAPs.
So Jignyasamana, or what other form can it be in the verbal form?
It could have the, you know, remember the PAP is formed from the third person, present third person singular.
Yeah.
Atmanepada, is it? No. It's the unt. It's the unt.
It's
the unt ending.
By,
yeah. And you just drop the and you have unt, and then you add, then you conjugate it.
But that's only for the PAP form.
I mean,
it'd be
form. You decline it.
You decline
it. That for the PAP.
But I'm saying Jignyasa, the stem, can have other endings besides the PAP endings.
Yeah.
Like you could have Jignyasamana, or you could have...
I think so. I think you could just decline
it. So can you make a PPP out of it or something?
Yes, you can make
Jignyasata.
So for example... Well, let me tell you exactly. Because I think the very first sentence in this lesson...
So you just take a stem, and the stem goes either in a form or a verbal form.
Okay. So here we have... so the very first sentence we had a PPP of the desiderative. That was our first word.
Okay.
And it was,
so then that again is you take the stem and you make. So
well,
from Jignyasa, the PPP of Jignyasa would be Jignyasata.
I don't know if that would be.
Would it be, Carol?
The PPP might be formed differently.
Like if you have to form a PPP of the desiderative of Nya. So you say Jignyasa is the stem.
It's probably Jignyasita.
Yeah.
Jignyasita, So Jignyasita, but Jignyasita...
There might be
Jignyasu,
some...
which almost is like a noun, but PPP should not be a...
Jignyasu is a noun.
Jignyasu is
it's a kartra. That's a past passive participle. To this, the augment e is to be prefixed or not, according to the root is sate or a nit. Okay.
Jignyasitaha would be the nominative.
If nya is sate.
And so jignyasitaha is.
No, jignyasitaha. If you're doing the PPP, it would mean was.
it would just be a PPP. So
it would be a verbal meaning, not a noun.
Was known or whatever.
So jignyasu.
No, it would be a desiderative, like he desired.
Right. Desired to know.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It was desired to know by Rama.
Right. Rama jignyasataha.
See, if you just look through here and you see how they're conjugating, you see how it's taking
the us ending and then the
yes. But say, remember, it's taking
e.
Yeah.
Depends if it's sate or nit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're getting that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And we have the e for the reduplicative syllable too, because the the short of the reduplicative syllable is changed to e. Yeah, so you, a lot of the forms you're going to see are you're going to have two e's, e, you know, like Haripsit was for one of the PPPs we had. But that's what we've been mostly getting in the lesson. Is PPPs and the nouns
and present participles. Yeah.
We haven't done any conjugating.
No.
Like a third person.
Seems like a straight
anything
third
like that.
Person.
Mm-hmm. Let's do this. Let's read this and then do it this last sentence so we're done with these.
All right. Go ahead.
Yiyakshamanena.
Yiyakshamanena.
Ahutaha.
Ahutaha.
Ahutaha. Parthena ataha.
Just atta.
Atta. Atta. Dvishan muran. Muram.
Dvishan muram.
Abhichaidyam.
Abhichaidyam.
Pratishthasuhu.
Pratishthasuhu.
Asit.
Asit.
Karyadvayakulaha.
Karyadvayakulaha.
Okay. Prasat atalam.
No, it's prasada. Prasada tala. Prasada talam. Tala is like the rooftop of a palace. Prasada is palace. And tala is
so
like the rooftop.
Mm-hmm.
Prasada.
Okay. It means the rooftop.
Prasada tala, yeah.
Okay, sorry.
It's okay.
I had trouble with that. Roof of a palace. Okay. And is it masculine, so it's accusative?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then aruruksuhu.
Just to make sure, I think tala is masculine. Let me just check to make sure. My internet's working. Yeah, it's masculine. Tala.
Both is in New Jersey.
She's among the dead at the school, so maybe she was a teacher.
Who?
The mother.
It's a school shooter, Ryan Lanza, that's his name, Ryan Lanza's mother, among the dead at Connecticut School.
She must have been a teacher there.
Oh my God. Probably.
Oh my God, it's terrible. Jeez.
Let's finish this so we can turn on the television.
Okay. So, aruruksuhu, and then we have sopana.
Sopana.
Sopana. Is, what did you say it is?
It's sopana.
Sopana.
That's a long ah?
Yeah, sopana.
I missed it. Oh, sorry, I was just looking for my notes. Sopana,
Tara, what did you say aruruksuhu is?
Aruruksuhu
is to climb or to mount or ascend.
No, but what is the form?
I didn't actually go through the whole thing yet. I was just still reading it, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry, I thought you had already done
no,
the
I had it.
Oh, no, Carol did that. Sorry about that.
Sopana, punctishuhu. Punctishu.
Mm-hmm.
Param nidate. Nidate.
Padam.
Nidate.
Mm-hmm.
Param nidate.
You have padam, right?
Padam.
Okay.
Yeah, short that.
Yeah.
So, the first part, which is prasada talam, is the roof of a palace. It's accusative singular. And then aruruksuhu.
The roof, it's like a flat surface on top of the palace. You can climb up to the top, and then you have that flat surface, and there's little... like a little fence around it.
Okay. So you can walk around up there.
Yeah.
Like a widow's walk.
Yeah.
So this is from ah and ru, R-U-H, and it's a desiderative noun in the nominative singular. And the one who desires to ascend, to go up there, to climb
so
up there.
So this guy doesn't have an e in it, this desiderative noun.
No.
It has an u.
U, yeah.
That's right. Because
Well, he gives an example, not of this verb, but of, I think...
Like jignasu, bhavukshu.
Look, Okay. He does use this as an example. Let's see, because it's not the exact verb, but it's one
verb. So the noun itself is just rurukshu, not aruruksu, right?
The noun is ru. It's a plus ru.
But I'm saying the nominative singular is rurukshu, not aruruksu.
Right.
Okay. And then the a is attached onto it?
Well, a is part of the noun, of the verb. It's aru.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a prefix to the noun. I mean, to the verb. Okay, so look under 3B. Wait a minute. That doesn't. No, that doesn't help us.
Other roots having U or E short for the canopy.
Anyway, ru does not. Ruh does not add the E.
It does have ru ru dishi.
Yeah, but that's right. But that's different because that adds the E. Anyway, the reason I knew this
it doesn't add the E, right? Ruru. Then it's a dishati. Oh, yeah, that's
yeah,
dishati.
You get the dishati. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you know what's helpful is if you can figure out what the verb is, Antoine lists
has the form.
The form for the desiderative.
Yeah.
So this is probably a state root or whatever,
yeah.
That it's not taking that other E.
Okay.
So anyway,
but it's from root.
Ru.
Oh, no. It's ru because it's an U. It has an U. The U doesn't change to E. Only the A changes to E in the reduplicative.
Yeah.
That's why there's not that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Ooh.
So Rud is the, Rud is R.
Ru.
Ru.
R-U-H.
It's A plus Ru.
Oh,
yeah.
Ru.
Just Ru. R-U-H.
Ru.
No, not Ruhu.
Ru. R-U-H. Or it disappears.
It
changes to K.
K.
I know, but how are you? So R,
look,
and then
like
is
this.
There a visarg there or no?
It's like this. No, it's
no,
it's
no,
a,
no,
it's
no visarga.
Look, it's
R-U-H.
It's a verb. R-U-H.
Oh, Rud.
Ru. It's the
aspirate.
Huh. This is the aspirate.
Huh.
Ru.
It's
yeah.
One of
yes.
The whole. I'm Ru. Okay.
And then the ru, the H goes to ka.
Right, ru.
Okay.
And the sa goes to sha. Okay.
I'm glad I took time to go to the bathroom.
But I kept hearing you say R-U, but then you said it's spelled R-U-H.
Right.
Ru.
Ru. It's my bad pronunciation.
No, it's my I.
Ru.
Ru. Oh my goodness. All right.
Okay.
So anyway, that means, so the one who desires to ascend, to climb to the top of the roof of the palace. And then sopana is stair, means stairs or steps.
Steps.
And then punktishu is locative plural for like a flight of stairs, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
The rows of steps, the flight of stairs.
Padam is to set foot on.
Mm-hmm.
And set foot on.
Just take padam as foot, and then
yeah.
Nida.
Nida, what is that?
He places his foot. He puts his foot on the flight of stairs, desiring to ascend up to the prasada. Tala.
Okay, so nida is that? That's a verb.
Yeah, it's just the third person plural of present tense, like datta, da, and da.
Okay.
They both have this unusual reduplicative
yeah.
form.
Oh,
instead of reduplicating, they just take that
yeah.
da becomes dut in the reduplicative form.
Yep.
And an unaspirate da becomes, you know, dud, datte, datte.
And it drops a long
a? Yeah. Yeah. It's an exception.
I know.
Da and da are exceptions in the third gunna.
Mm-hmm.
Just present tense.
And this is the third gunna?
Yeah. Places his foot on the row of steps.
Desiring to climb to the top.
Uh-huh. To the prasada tala.
Yeah.
The roof of the palace.
This is from another story, too.
Yeah, we've had this before.
I recognize this from somewhere, yeah.
Yeah, me too. Om. Okay. Okay. Read it.
Well done, Tara.
Do you want to read it?
Okay. Prasadatalam.
Prasadatalam. Two long R's.
Prasada.
Prasadatalam.
Aruruksuhu. Aruruksuhu. Sopana.
Sopana.
Pantishu.
Pantishu.
Padam nidhatte.
Padam nidhatte. Om Tat Sat. What are we going to do for next week?
What should we do for next time?
The next sentence, I did the next sentence kind of hard, but the others aren't very hard.
Okay, well, let's... Europe, yeah. I know. Crazy. Okay, so one, two.
Should
we just try and do that three. Whole section?
Not to the end.
Not to the end, but to the line that starts with titir shur.
Yeah, we do through that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't do booty.
Right.
So. And then we can finish it the following week.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are hard, but it is good.
Hard.
The thing is to be able to sit with something. It's good for your memory.
So have you guys encountered benedictives?
Saw desideratives because
any benedictive
yeah, there is a benedictive exercise. That's what I was talking about. If you go back to that part two.
The following form.
That's right. Okay. So I thought maybe when we get done with the desiderative, we could do those. Just to practice or not.
We could think about it.
Yeah, it's like something we're not doing.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurupyo Namaha Harihi Om.
Well, we did a lot of work today.